This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Most of the time, it's good to come in first. It feels great when you're first in a race, first to explore some new territory, or the first with a creative solution to a tough problem. Adam, the first human being to open his eyes, experienced countless firsts. First to hold a steady job, first to name the animals, first to enjoy a relationship with God, and the first to get married. But many men would like to forget the one first for which Adam is most remembered. But you can't. The results of that first harass you and I every day. Adam chose to disobey the explicit instructions of God, and as a consequence, he earned himself and his posterity the death penalty. While the Bible fingers Adam as the one responsible for bringing sin and chaos into the world, some guys would rather blame Eve, who did in fact break God's command before her husband did. Have you ever wondered why does the Bible lay fault squarely at Adam's feet? Scripture offers two primary answers. First, God gave his commandment directly to Adam, not to Eve. And second, while a devilish deception hoodwinked Eve, Adam consciously and willingly decided to disobey. For this reason, the Apostle Paul says, when Adam sinned, sin entered the entire human race. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone for everyone's sin. It's good to be first, friend, but only in the right thing.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.